If we think of the yellow and white H3-H3 junction as being an inverted V, or pyramid-like structure, then, to continue the architectural analogy, the red and brown pair of H4 subunits, which, in this view, graphically bisect them, can be thought of as approximately upright pillars. Note that the red pillar on the right is in front of the structure, and the brown one on the left is in the rear. This can, of course, be thought of as merely representing the twofold axis we've looked at previously, but I'm pointing this out also because I want you to start to get a sense of the helical nature of the octamer, which is not at all evident here, but which will become much clearer as we move along.